Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
I am quite loud and shrill.
That sounds good to me.
Let's have one more.
Hello.
That's Bye. The one.
Hello and welcome to Jokes with Mark Simmons, the podcast where I chat to another comedian about jokes they can't get to work. As always, I am joined in the podcast studio by the one and only Mr. Danny Ward.
Hello, everybody.
There he is. Oh, my microphone's moving. So it's a guest episode and we've got the brilliant Abby Clark in the house.
Hello. Is that...
There we go. Slick.
Is that when I talk?
You can talk now.
You I didn't point at me. I didn't know.
You did say, when do I talk? And I said I would point at you. And I forgot.
You didn't
Unprofessional. I'm so sorry. I can only apologise.
This is so embarrassing. Hello!
There we go. Rock and roll. Welcome to the studio. How are you? Are you all right?
Yeah.
I haven't seen you for ages. Well,
quite recently, actually.
Well, considering we'd never really had ever...
Never met before.
Met before.
So really, we've met quick succession.
It is, actually. Yeah, because we did
quick
cats.
Quick second date.
Cats, what's it called? Laughs.
Kilkenny.
Cats laughs? Cat laughs.
I think it's...
Cat laughs.
Cats. Don't know, I made a montage this morning, I should know.
Oh, about it?
Well, I did a...
You just have to excuse me, the Amazon man's at the door. You
okay. we'll keep chatting.
I did a my 2023 so far TikTok.
Oh, cool.
And the poster was in it.
Oh, there we go. Oh, what was actually... What the poster was in it, did you say? Okay, that was it.
That was it.
Oh, so it's a little.
Saying, so I should have read it.
Short bit on each. Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
How did you find the Danny?
What did you get?
It wasn't the Amazon man.
Oh. Who was
so
it?
So they're carrying out fire, like, you know, regulation checks, and it's the second time he's done it. Did it to me yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he buzzes my door so he can get in the building. And it's the second time I thought it was the Amazon man.
He just knows you work from home.
Yeah, he's obviously he's cottoned on.
He's worked out. He's in the flat.
Can I just say, working from home sounds a bit grand. Just at home.
Well, we've only just met. I couldn't say anything.
Okay, it's just whether or not we consider this work. You see, that's all. What was I going
to
say?
I think we need to just for our own self-esteem.
I think so.
Yeah.
I have got a nice piece coming though.
Oh, have you? What you got? Danny orders mad stuff online all the time, so I'm never shocked.
This isn't that mad. Going camping.
Should we give Abby a little background of other things that you've ordered?
Well, there's a salt lamp there, for example.
Oh, a salt lamp. There's a what do you call that? The umbrella.
Tactical umbrella.
A tactical umbrella. So if he gets attacked, it's actually
basically a baseball bat.
Like really strong.
I want one of them.
Yeah.
Well, Danny's got two.
Well, one's a prop for Edinburgh.
I'm also going to give one away.
No, that's all right. Yeah, it's good as gold. That so they don't know, but you could whack them with that.
Why do you need it for Edinburgh?
I'm going to, as a big main event, big finish, I'm going to stand on it.
Oh, okay. For you. I thought he was going to whack an audience member around the head with
just
it.
Just in case.
only if they heckle.
Yeah.
Crossbow.
That was because that was just when the pandemic started.
And Danny had a little breakdown.
No, I didn't have a breakdown. I just live in East London and right. wasn't sure.
You just
sure...
shot anyone who broke the rules.
Well, no.
Yeah. Get back inside.
Listen, he was just roaming the streets.
They could
sure
do
no
what they wanted.
Flats.
What I'm saying is, mate, if anyone came to my flat wanting toilet roll, they were going to have a nasty surprise. That was it. Didn't need it in the end.
Ironically,
it
that would probably make them shit themselves.
But yeah, but we didn't know that at the time. We just didn't know, so it was best.
You just didn't know. And you didn't know.
As I like to say,
crossbow.
I didn't want to be the guy who went to get one and found out they'd sold out of crossbows.
Have you ever used it?
I did one test firing underneath the sofa you're sitting on, and
you use it inside the house.
Under the sofa.
You can't use it
boxes.
Outside. It's illegal.
I fired it once into some boxes underneath the sofa. It's like a test firing.
This room is so small.
And it went underneath all the boxes into the skirting board. And that's when I realised it's basically a gun.
So and he hasn't used it since. He scared himself.
Scared myself.
What did you think it was going to be like?
I know, right?
Mm. Even BB guns you're going to use outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to have a BB gun.
Yeah, I'll take this. You never know if it's going to be a setup to a joke.
Yeah.
I was going to give it a shot, but...
That kind of thing.
Nice. There we go.
Anyway, so what I've got, just to get this out of the way, camping-wise, I've got a camping stove, had it for ages, but often what I find is the wind blows and it doesn't hold the flame. So what I do is I make a makeshift little sort of cover for it out of the box.
It's like Bear Grylls.
But what I've got now is there's an actual proper metallic cover that goes around it.
Stop the wind. Windbreaker.
That doesn't exist.
Only $5.99. Thought that was coming.
Oh, cool. There we go.
Anyway,
so what we were chatting about while you were doing that,
I'd say what we were chatting about was even more boring, actually.
Well, we're talking about the festival.
No, yeah, the festival.
I was going to ask about, you know, did you notice a difference in the Irish crowds compared to over here, like response-wise or anything, or were they better, were they worse, or were they the same?
I thought they were just generally quite nice.
Yeah.
I was very scared before that they were going to hate me.
Why was that?
Just because I'm English.
Okay.
Because I think what I noticed was a lot of the Irish acts would get the audience on side immediately by just slagging off the English.
Yeah. Just before we come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And yeah. I was like, and I know that my voice is very middle class, and I was just like, they're just going to hate me. And it was me and Finlay, whole thing is, I'm a privileged little white boy, and then me, and I was like, they're just going to hate us. But then actually, I learned, first gig, I tried to be like, yeah, I'm a prick. Mm. But they were kind of like, why are you saying that? Because mine isn't as much of a thing as Finlay's.
That's not
actually my character. Mm. And then I stopped acknowledging or thinking I needed to talk about it, and yeah, it just never mattered.
So just overthinking it.
I was overthinking it.
Yeah, because what's interesting is, like, if you go and do a gig in Ireland that isn't like a big festival thing, and they don't know that there's an English act coming on, I think sometimes that can be hard work. Because I did like the Belfast Empire, the first time I did it, I found it harder than the second time, but I think I was more prepared the second time. But it did feel like, oh, it's an English act, so we're not going to give them too much.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like that.
But with the festival, I guess because it's a well-known festival and they're known for bringing people over, maybe people just, they know what's going to be there, so it's not like a surprise, or they know they're well prepared. But I thought they were, like, almost too nice, some of them. Like, they were so up for it straight away.
Yeah, they were just so pleased you'd come.
Yeah.
It felt like.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Which is my favourite kind of.
But audience. I remember you saying something material wise about, like, because one of the gigs we did were a bit older, and you were worried they wouldn't get, like, what you were talking about, the angle you're coming. Do you find that, because is that what you said? I think that's what
probably
you said.
Probably, I say that most gigs.
So, but it's like, because you're
like, they're just not going to get me.
But like some of your references of certain bits, is that something you have to think about when you do a gig? Will you change things depending on who's in front of you?
Yeah, all the time. Like, less changing stuff because I'm not that clever, more just changing what material I'm going to decide to do.
Okay, yeah.
I think because because it's very observational, and so much of my comedy is from a very specific perspective.
Mm.
If people can't... does that matter?
Nah, it just adds to the ambiance.
It's just a joke.
Sometimes it just doesn't even pick up all that much.
No.
Okay.
That's just for the jokes that don't take off. Don't land. Use either.
I'd say don't land because it is taking off.
It's already it's the sort of in flight.
Do you know that's what you know that's taken off or landing then?
Oh no, actually, it just sounded.
She
sounded
very confident. Yeah,
I felt like you were an aviation specialist. Yeah, that's taken off.
Yeah, I can tell from that specific noise. That was definitely a take off.
You've got the hat that tells you where all the airplanes are.
It just felt like it had oomph behind
maybe,
it.
Maybe.
You know
what
I mean? It didn't sound like it was slowing down. That's how planes work.
I think
right?
so, yeah.
They just
speed up and slowing down, yeah.
No, I just, yeah, I think I have like. My stuff is meant to be relatable for a certain audience.
Yeah.
But obviously I also need to be able to play in any room. Mm. So I think I have my bits that are like my personal favourite bits. Yeah. But maybe I can't always do them because they're very much for a specific audience.
Yeah.
And then I have more like filler bits that I'm like, this will just keep everybody happy.
And do you always do the same, do you? But you know the filler bits are going to get them back on board. Or do will you go just, I'm going to do more of the filler bits because I know it's that sort of audience?
Depends how long my set is because right. I only have so much material.
Yeah, I guess. How long have you been going?
2019.
Oh, so
I thought you were going to say 29.
29 years.
I started as a child. No, yeah, like I'm still really new. So I've got like.
Because that is the trouble when you're new, is because you just haven't got that massive of material. So I remember those gigs where you've like, maybe I've got 18 minutes and I'm doing a 20-minute set. And if anything doesn't work, I've got nowhere to go.
The good news
is
it sort of makes decisions for you, doesn't it? Because you can't choose. You've just got to use everything you've got to fill up the time.
Yeah.
I do have to just try and be like, okay, how can I get people to get on board with this bit? Because I can't do anything else. But I think that's why I do turn up to a lot of gigs going, oh God, what if they don't get it? Because I don't really have another option.
I think with that, one of those, so the way the Cat's Laughs works is you go and you do about five gigs each and then the different lineups change, so you're doing quite I gigged a couple, maybe three times with you. But I think that one, I think you were saying you were worried about the older audience, but actually it went really well, so
yeah, I definitely freaked myself out.
Yeah, right.
I think it's also just because like it's from when I first started, and I remember when I first started, like I started in Bristol. And it's quite a like young person city. And also Bristol is loads of just like open mics, new material, free nights. So young people go to those. Whereas it's more like the ticketed comedy clubs where you start seeing the older audiences. Like all the young people go to the free stuff. So I had stuff that was just so for young people. And it was going well. And I was like, oh my God, I'm a star. And then I immediately, like my first out of Bristol gig where I went to like somewhere in the depths of the West Country, just immediately was like, oh, these people do not care about anything I'm talking about. And I'm gonna have to like write completely new jokes. And for ages all I did was filth, because the only thing, because I think I started when I was 22, I don't know my but like the only thing I had in common when I went out and gigged to people in their 40s and their 50s was just that we'd all had sex. It was literally the only thing we had in common.
Yeah.
Because I was like, they didn't even really want to hear about like dating, because they were in like...
Or married.
They were married in long-term relationship. And like, I worked in like a I hadn't worked in like an office job, or so I was really difficult. Like, I didn't have kids. I just didn't kind of have many observations as an observational comic for them to relate to. So I just had to go sex.
This is quite interesting because... Like a couple of examples. So when I worked at Kent Uni, while I was doing comedy, I had a job at Kent Uni, and they had a society. And I'd see people on the course, they do gigs to students and they'd be smashing. But then I talk to them and then they go and do like downstairs at the King's Head and have a real hard time because it was all in student-y in jokes.
Yeah.
And also it's interesting that open mic gigs in London like are very different to those gigs you do when you start to get paid gigs out. So it's like, it's strange, isn't it? Because that is the natural progression, is to jump from one to the other. But you do have to change what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because I'll see people on the open mic circuit now who have mastered the open mic circuit. So they know how to make those gigs work. They've adapted because, you know, it's the only way to survive is to adapt to those gigs. But I can guarantee that stuff wouldn't work in a normal, like... paying comedy club.
Well, so, I think it's like Bristol acts and London acts, from like talking to my friends in Bristol, we do feel very different from London acts, because I think we get almost like we get pushed out into odd village venues way sooner than London acts do, because they are like, a lot of times we used to see a London act come to Bristol and do their material on the tube, and we were like, Bristol don't care, mate. And but like, obviously they were smashing open mic there, but like, if we wanted to start getting paid in Bristol, you had to leave Bristol. There was not much paid stuff in Bristol unless you're like doing proper comedy club. And so we kind of went to longer sets quicker, which meant we never honed our 5 minutes. And it meant when it came to competitions, all the London acts were just brilliant. Yeah. They had this smashing 5 minutes from just doing the open mic circuit, and like they had these perfect openers and these perfect like this is who I am jokes, bum 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 bum. But I think the Bristol acts were better at doing the like longer sets to kind of anyone,
yeah,
kind of thing.
You so had you this, didn't you, Danny? You jumped to longer sets way quicker than I did, because I just wasn't very good at all when I started. But you were pretty good off the bat, so you got opportunities to do pay gigs for longer sets, so you were going straight in, whereas I did sort of have to hone my shorter set because I didn't know what I was doing at all.
Yeah, I started in November 2008. I did do my first paid gig in February 2009.
Wow. That's mad.
That's when I was telling you about, where I was driving down to Bournemouth, and they phoned me that afternoon, 5 o'clock, said, can you get down to Bournemouth tonight, 20 minutes? And I was like, yes.
20 minutes after
but
a year.
I was driving along. I had my notepad.
It was before
I had a notepad on my knee. So I was driving along, just trying to work out what I could what I could do just to fill 20 minutes. And then the windscreen wipers weren't working. So I had one hand rubbing the windscreen with a cloth, and the other hand looking through my... Very dangerous now, really. But, in at the deep end there.
Yeah, wow. But
I think I jumped to longer sets like way quicker as well, though, because I was a woman as well. So, like, West Country and could fill a spot when they wanted... They were like, we just need a woman.
It's funny, isn't it? Because it's good and bad, isn't it? Because obviously, like you say, your competition set wasn't as tight, I don't expect. So then you didn't progress that way. But you can also progress a slightly on a slightly different circuit.
Yeah, I don't really know which one's
better. Yeah.
Like, it's just different. Yeah.
I mean, I was trying to get 5 minutes of places where, you know, at the same time as doing paid stuff. I guess it's everyone's sort of position, isn't it?
But I guess you were probably treating the 5 minutes more like a new material gig rather than most new acts. They were just going up and doing their best. Solid five, right?
But I still don't feel like I have a solid five because of it. So, like, I do think there is a benefit from doing that and really, like, getting those smashing openers and what, like, I still feel like I go up and I'm like, I still don't really know how to start. Like, I'm just going to be like...
But that maybe makes you more natural in, doesn't it? Because then you don't start relying on that.
There's some gigs where you just want to know you have a banger.
There is that thing, isn't there, where if you get the laugh, and if it's a like my dog's trust thing, you know, I've been doing it for years, and you get that laugh, the audience relaxes, you can relax, and maybe you can go on to, you know, something different. But having something in your locker that you sort of know, it just gives you the confidence to know that, you know.
But when that bit doesn't work.
And then that doesn't work.
That's when you start to panic. You're like, that's the best bit.
Man, the lifeboats.
We started high, it's downhill from here.
Yeah, I know. Look at this. Look at us flowing, this chat. Have you got any bits like that you... Oh, she's got some.
I wrote it in my notes.
Got it on her phone.
Little bits.
Did you see Gary Delaney posted that his phone just got rid of the notes app? He said he's had thousands of joke ideas down there.
That makes me feel
and he was asking people if they know how to get that. I don't know if he managed to, but that's...
Mine's good. All connected up to the laptop and the...
But I think maybe Apple just went. I don't know. But
Apple aren't just going to get rid of notes.
I don't know. Maybe you know how Apple phones gradually start to break because they want you to buy a new one.
I rely so much on Notes app.
But what I do is I put everything.
Just have it up going upload to the cloud.
Google Docs. Google Docs is the best thing because you can access it from anywhere. So I actually tried to write a joke about Google Docs.
Go on.
But Google Docs isn't a commonly known thing.
It is champion.
Just about. It being, you know, I think there's all the different Google things. I feel like this is long. It never went anywhere. But it's something to do with doctors. Oh, what? Google Docs should be it sounds what it sounds like it should be. So Google Docs sounds like it should be something medical.
Yeah.
Google
sheets
sounds like a medical bedded issue. what other ones are there? Google. I mean, this is not good.
It's now Google Lens.
This is not
Google
good.
Lens.
What the hell's Google Lens?
I'm giving free advertising. I was paid to do an advert for them.
Oh, really?
And they haven't paid me yet, so why am I giving them promo?
Now, Danny.
You get, you like take a picture of something and then it will just like tell you where to get it. So if you're like wearing a top I really like right now, just take a picture and they'll be like, here's where you get that top.
Danny's going to
get it. Yeah, that's the last thing.
Oh, no, it's like catnip to Danny.
Yeah, I
spend myself to the poorhouse.
Oh, no.
So do you know what that is?
I mean, lots of people do this, but I've never known anyone Shazam as much as Danny.
I was going to say that is like the Shazam of things, isn't it?
You can Shazam now as well on Google. You like do the mic and you can like hum a song in it and it'll tell you what you're humming.
Wow.
Oh, it's finally
I'm
giving
them way too much free promo here.
Yeah, right.
It's finally happened. I do a lot of Shazamming.
You do. So what have you got on your notes?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The problem is, the current issue I'm facing in stand-up is how not to come across like a bad person. Because I've realised that a lot of the stuff I've been writing recently is along the same theme.
I think we chatted about this in the car.
Yeah, probably. Mm. This is my current issue.
Yeah.
But like, I'm genuinely thinking of like doing a show called Shallow and like embracing that is kind of the overriding theme, is that like, these are the problematic thoughts I have, but I do think everyone has them. We just don't feel like we can admit that.
And then people judge you. If they hear you say you doing the thing,
well, it's like we feel like we can't say it, even though we're all thinking it.
Yeah.
Because also, like, I kind of want to look at the theme of being like online now. That it used to be all that you have to look perfect, and everyone was like, "No more of that. You don't like be yourself, love yourself." But like now, it's like you have to think perfectly, and it's all about like moral perfection and like not being wrong morally, and kind of. Being someone who grew up in the 2000s where it was image perfection, and now as an online person and people are looking to me to be like a role model, being like, no, now forget about image and be moral. And I'm like, I'm still thinking about image. I'm sorry, guys. You can't ask me to switch that quickly. So I have a bit.
So do you think, are you saying some of your previous material, you worry that you come across as a bad person. So then the audience are like disliking you for that. Or is it more just the online?
I think what I sometimes do as a defence mechanism, I think loads of men as a defence mechanism go into like deadpan. So you do that kind of like, I don't care if you're not laughing, it doesn't matter. And so then if they don't laugh, you're kind of in a powerful situation.
Saving
there.
Face. Yeah.
And I think what I do is I go a bit like, I like put on some more like vocal fry and I'll become a bit of like, I'm like, I think I'm the shit. Okay. And so like, it doesn't matter if you don't laugh. But actually that's not my persona or character at all. And I think like I really struggle when a stage is small and I can't move about, because I think as soon as I stand still and tell these jokes, it suddenly makes me look like powerful and like mean. Whereas when I'm like running about showing all my anxious energy, they're like, oh, she's just insecure. And like, I think that is like a big difference, is like I need people to know that it all comes from a place of insecurity, not So I have a bit about not wanting to die ugly.
Okay.
And like worrying about like the picture they'd use if I went missing, and like that being your final form, and like not wanting to go out.
Yeah.
Like not at my goal weight kind of thing. And it's a bit that like has been going well, but I think those things affect.
Mm.
Like it can, just like the way I perform it, can suddenly lose people.
Yeah.
But I haven't quite worked out exactly what it is that makes it work or not work.
Do you want the audience to think it's tongue in cheek?
Yeah, 100%. But I think also, so like the times I feel like it's really worked is when I've been like deadly serious about it, but every now and then a little like almost like corpsed.
Yes, right.
And people like enjoy that I'm being like,
yeah, you know it's ridiculous.
I know this is ridiculous,
mm.
But also I do think it. Like I genuinely have been like,
yeah,
what picture will they use? I genuinely have thought it. And I think other girls have to, like I've had women in the audience be like, yes. And like one of the bits I couldn't get to work because I kind of had nowhere to go with it. But I literally used to just go, does anyone else? And say it. And that got a laugh, but I wasn't actually like making jokes about it.
Yeah.
I was saying about, does anyone else look in the self-checkout cameras? Like it might be the last time you're seen alive. And all the women would be like, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'd be like, amazing. That's all. I didn't actually like.
Well, you maybe
that's interesting because that is the bit that they show, isn't so it? That bit. That yeah. This is where she was last yeah. seen.
There was a girl who died in Bristol, and it's just all. I go to the supermarket mm. looking like shit, but like, and also like, what you buy. Like, it was everyone was obsessed with this pizza she bought last. I can see the footage. It was in Tesco in Bristol. She just bought pizza, and then that was the footage that was just like replayed on the news over and over again.
So maybe the way to do it then is to sort of plan what you would buy.
Well,
and,
like, yeah,
and so examples.
What would you want to be in your final basket as opposed to what you actually
want? It's almost
want.
Like your last meal, isn't it?
Yeah, like your sort of. But it's your last meal that you've been judged on.
Yeah, so you
so
wouldn't.
If you,
so
you weren't normally, being judged on it, you'd go for something like.
So normally your last meal on like death row would be something like big and ice
big
cream.
Old burger and all that. Whereas you.
But it's the opposite in this situation, isn't it?
Well, I had a line where I was like, I don't want to be like Dino Nuggets girl forever. Yeah. So like you have to like. Yeah. Not buy anything unusual. Yeah.
Like baked beans with little sausages in them.
Don't slag them off, Mark.
Yeah, like you don't want to get anything embarrassing because like that will be your title. But I think also maybe the problem I encounter is that men don't know this. Like I have had to just explain that to you guys. And I think because
yeah,
I've
never had that thought.
Yeah, well, I said it to my ex when I wrote the bit and we were still together. And I started the sentence of like, do you ever look into like CCTV as if like it's going to end up on the news kind of thing? And he was like, oh my God, yes. And I was like, oh, brilliant. This is for both genders. And then it turned out when I talked about it being like, yeah, because like if you went missing or whatever. And he was like, oh no, I worry that like I'll just like suddenly commit a crime.
Yeah, I was just thinking like, because they also use it if you go on and like go on a rampage of some sort.
Yeah.
That is the same footage.
But I just thought it was hilarious that he thought it was more likely for him yeah. to commit a crime.
I think that should definitely talk about that
that's
on stage.
The bit,
well,
isn't
that
it?
Bit hasn't, that doesn't work. I've said that on stage and that that's, people are just like.
Really?
That's an interesting.
Or maybe it doesn't have to be down gender lines then anyway, because maybe it could just be some people looking, thinking if they go missing, some people are thinking if
I
they commit a crime.
I think it's funny if you go gender. Don't you? Isn't that funnier that guys are worried? Like, and it's.
But why does it have to be down the gender line, though? Because it isn't just, maybe it isn't, there must be some men who look in the thing and don't think it's they're going to be committing a crime. It's too, perhaps it's too simplistic and actually,
I guess
there's
it's
two
which
types
men,
of
then.
People.
Maybe it's which types of people.
Just types of people. Yeah. Some people think they're going to be.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Some people think they're going to commit a crime. Some people think they're going to get murdered. And
it's
which
almost
side
like
you, are you
it's,
on?
It's almost like you want the audience to commit, I mean, you can't do this, but like basically all write down their, what they think. And then they'd be laughing at the fact that they...
Yeah, which side of the fence are you on?
You obviously can't do that. But if you could somehow get the audience to give what they thought, maybe. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, you always want to work out who those people are. If you could write in,
but there might be
know.
Other. But there might be other examples of other things that people look in and think. Do you know what I mean? Like when you look into... What do you look... When you look in CCTV, what do you think?
When I look into CCTV, what do I think? I don't think I'm going to get murdered, nor do I think I'm going to necessarily commit a crime. Well, actually, I am often committing a crime. because I do often shoplift plastic bags from Sainsbury's.
Oh, you.
Well, because you've got two options. You can have self-service checkouts or you can charge 30 pence a bag. You can't have both. That's just my... So as I'm doing it, I'm thinking to myself... As I'm doing it, I'm thinking to myself...
I don't because...
Look innocent. Just look casual. Play it casual.
So I feel like that is commit a crime then.
That is a crime, yeah.
I used to, when I was a kid, think someone would like... was watching live. And so I'd try and put on a bit of a show. Like I'd sometimes like do a little dance, whatever. But that was when it used to like come through the door.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or sometimes
yeah.
I like to make direct eye contact with the CCTV to be like, yeah, I'm watching you too. I know you're there.
But sometimes there's a slight delay as well, isn't there? Of like a few seconds. So you can't quite... Is that true?
I feel like I'm just made that up.
There's definitely like Sainsbury's is the most flattering. Like I went in the other day, it was so nice, I took a selfie in it. I was like, this is brilliant, I'd happily die today.
You say, what filter are you using on that CCTV? Because it makes me look great.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So has it never worked?
Which bits?
So the bit, the gender comparisons, that never worked at all.
Yeah, I said like my boyfriend said, or whatever. That never worked, so I just ditched that.
I reckon it's worth having another go at that.
Repackage it.
Having another go at that, because I think that is a really...
It is just a funny...
Interesting sort of...
It just was like... I was like, how is that not funny to people? That he thought... Because also, if you knew him, he's the least likely person to commit a crime ever.
That's what...
And yet still...
Yeah.
He was like, I'm more likely to commit a crime than get murdered on my way home. Whereas women were just like, yeah, I'm getting murdered on the way home. 100% that's going to happen.
But also, when you're talking about this, it's quite sad, really, isn't it? That is...
Well, I think this is the problem with the bit. It's like, I wrote it as such a long bit. Like, I never wrote the self-checkout fully, but I was like, I had bits to say, like, it's changed how we go shopping now. Like, you can't look shit when you go shopping. And I had a whole bit about, like, when they find your body and like wanting the body bag to lie flat and all of these like toxic thoughts I had. But when I made the bit too long, even if the jokes on their own were funny, I did feel like people were just like,
right,
this is a bit much.
Bit depressing.
So I had to like shorten it to just like the kind of three best jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think I am sad that I'm like, I have so much more to say on this topic.
Yeah, there's definitely...
I think
so
it'd
many
be funny if you ranked supermarkets by the CCTV.
Yeah, I'd have to do some actual research.
Like, which ones made you look best compared to which ones made you look like...
So
and maybe why.
You'd rather spend more money in a shop that's more expensive just because...
I just think that'd
be fun. Yeah, so I go to a shop that's like half an hour away, even though there's one around my corner.
And also, I think talking about the... You're right, talking about the meal that you think, you know...
But I think the problem is because... I think about that because I remember this case in Bristol. I'm like,
but also,
a true
if you bring up
well.
A case like that, it's so
yeah,
specific.
You can't bring up a pet case because then everyone gets sad.
Yeah.
It's too real. But yeah, so I showed my friend who I sometimes write with the picture and also from other cases being like, see how CCTV is such a thing. And he was like, I just didn't know about those pictures. So I feel like the difficulty is that like, you have to kind of first get people to understand what you're talking about before you can make the joke about it.
Mm. I think going back to the case thing, I think you could say, you could make up a case, so invent it, and then say she was fine. Do you know what I mean? Like establish that this woman, she went missing for a bit, but luckily they found her, she was fine. But it did make me think that last photo of her with the pizza, do you know what I mean? Or given
are you allowed
to
just make up
Yeah, I mean, case. You can make up a, can't you?
We have varying views on this. I think
I think you can make anything.
Yeah, but you
up.
Do everything made up.
Yeah,
it's
right,
your thing.
Right. No, some of it's real, but you don't know which.
I don't know. I'm just thinking here. There's a way of you could reference in more general terms. You know, when someone goes missing, and the last thing you see of them is a photo of them buying a pizza in bloody Sainsbury's, and that's it. You've got the idea in the head, right, like that. You don't reference anything. You don't reference the name of the person in the area because it is sensitive.
So it's more
stuff.
Like a generic, you know.
Oh, you know
when people go missing and there's a photo. Yeah.
For some reason, they haven't got a photo. No one's got a photo of them, so they use the last you know, the shot of the
and
last one.
And it is kind
seen.
Of always in and a just... supermarket because I guess that's where there's so much CCTV.
Mm.
Like supermarkets have really become the like visual of missing person. It's amazing. It hasn't affected their branding more, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a good bit, but so at the moment, is it working in the short form that you've
yeah,
you
it works in
bits.
The short form. I think it it does struggle a bit more in front of an older audience because I think...
They don't have these thoughts because it's a different... They've grown up in a different world,
well,
don't they?
Well, not even that, but I think they don't really want to... I think they find it sadder.
They're too close to death, so they're...
Yeah, it's too sensitive. So I have made that joke sometimes if they don't laugh. But no, like, as in for, like, my mum...
That got back on side, did it?
Yeah, really much. But, like, when I told my mum genuinely that I had these thoughts, she found it quite sad that's how a young woman
thinks. That, yeah.
Whereas when I perform it in front of other young women, they just go... Oh my God, yeah, that's how I think.
Because I'd never thought that. So I think if you were performing it to me, I think I'd be processing the fact that, that is a bit like, I didn't know that was a thing. And, that is a bit sad that that's what you're thinking. Do you know what I mean? That, I guess you subconsciously process it and you're not really in the moment, maybe.
Yeah, I think basically it's getting over people feeling either sad.
Yeah, you don't, yeah.
Or like... Mm. Oh, should you be joking about this? Because I'm like, I'm not saying anything problematic here. I'm not murdering people. No. I am being like, this is a genuine.
It's what it is a bit like. It's a bit like when people go, when we've talked about this before, when people go, like that.
Oh, because they,
you know, they get, yeah, because. So
you just hit it.
Yeah,
then.
I just hit it then. They go, look, that's not, I'm obviously doing this to elicit laughter.
Yeah, you don't feel sorry
for
me.
So don't feel sorry for me. I've got,
I've got this. I've got a joke where. The punchline's I'm bad in bed. I can't remember exactly which one it was. And loads of people 2 days ago went, like this. It's like, what? That's not, what do you think that's why I said that?
Well, there's,
like,
you know, to try comedy and get... requires quite a large degree of tragedy in it, doesn't it? Like, traditionally.
Yeah. I think that's the thing, because then when I go the other way and I make myself quite like strong and like, yeah, this, that's when I come across not likable.
Right.
So I have to show... Mm. Insecurity and like weakness to get everybody on side.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, see, going back to also about the stage size, I do find it, because I'm not really physical, but I don't like being really.
Yeah, I hate it.
Like on a tiny stage where I can't freely. I do feel like I'm rooted to the floor, and I feel less relaxed, even though I don't really move about a lot. I like to be able to if I want to.
Yeah, you want the option.
Yeah.
Or even just being able to, like, take a couple of steps really makes a difference. Whereas when I, as soon as I stand still, it just genuinely changes my whole persona, I think.
Yeah.
And my hands come in and I just become a really, like, I'm just not a still act. And so the material just changes meaning when you make it.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Still.
That's really interesting. I never heard that before, but so that makes perfect sense, because that is, like you say, you moving around. That's, you're showing vulnerability, aren't you?
And since
you?
I like worked that out, I can genuinely feel it happen. Like, or sometimes if like I start losing confidence in a bit, I feel myself become still, and I feel.
I think that's natural for everyone. Actually, is you go in on yourself, don't
and
you?
And I can like, I often wear like rings, and I suddenly start twisting, like my hands come in and it becomes like a kind of like basic bitch, like, and I'm like, what am I doing?
But now you know that, can you stop yourself?
Well, I try and then just like start walking, but if it's a small stage, then that is way more difficult to come out of that, because you kind of get put into it from the beginning.
I find that sometimes my other hand comes in close to my other hand,
both
of them are holding the mic, and I know that from doing it enough that the laughter drops when I do that position, when I'm in that position, I know that they don't laugh as much. Whereas I've seen some comics, that is their thing and it doesn't affect them. But I think when I haven't been doing it, and all this, maybe they see me doing it, subconsciously the audience know something's changed. He's not as comfortable, maybe. I don't know.
No, I'm the exact same. It's the second hand comes on top of the mic.
Yeah.
And I feel a change. I'm like, everyone's now either... I come across as like too high status and dislikable, or they just go, oh no.
She's panicking.
She's like,
Sean Walsh said that when he was new on the podcast, he said when he was new, he naturally sort of did that and then start walking backwards. So he'd end up at the back of the stage. And one time, like it was just a curtain and he fell through it and the whole curtain came down and the other acts were just sitting there behind waiting to go on and they were just like, oh, all of a sudden there. But that is a natural thing, but I think the thing is to try to be able to force yourself to be, even when you're not relaxed, to force yourself to look relaxed, which I think is hard when you're stuck in that small space.
When you're given a little square
yeah,
or a palette.
Yeah.
Smallest gig stage
you've ever done?
Which, well, I think upstairs, upstairs at Top Secret is tiny.
Never done Top Secret.
And you've done Top Secret?
Upstairs, the upstairs one is really, really small.
That is, yeah. I feel less comfortable on that stage than I do the one downstairs. That's a good, this is a good little. Where else has got a really tiny stage?
What do you reckon, Abby? Can you?
Most of them are like ones that are just chucked together by someone that doesn't really know how to set up a gig. And
yeah,
they just...
I don't think I have like amazing knowledge of London gigs yet. I'd say Comedy Den in Bristol did, White Bear. Actually, like all the ones in Bristol have.
Do they?
People are just.
Have you done
like,
the record shop in Bristol?
Chops. Oh, I love Chops. Yeah, though. That's a small little stage, isn't it?
But that's
just
fun.
So
you did that recently, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's great.
That's my like favorite.
That's one of those ones where I was like, I was on last because you know you were going to do it and I replaced you and it's meant to be new material, but everyone was loving. I thought I'm not quite that keen, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you're on that.
Because you want it to go really, really well.
Oh my God, that's my gig where I literally say stuff that I've never even written.
But like they were laughing at fucking anything.
Yeah,
and I thought, oh, that's a good bit, and it later turned out not to be. But yeah, that's a lovely lovely little ego boost. That place, isn't it?
What's the one I did in Bristol? That was like quite a studenty crowd, and you've got the stage, but there's like a flat bit, and then it goes up a bit at the back. There's a step up, and it goes back into the room.
What, like a pub or?
Yeah, it's a pub. It's like in the side room of a pub. It's in.
Oh, was it with like cinema seats? No.
Good chat.
This is good content.
I would say though the Chops one is that maybe nicer because the stage is the floor. So even though it's small, it doesn't feel like if I
you're
walk that way,
them.
I'll come off a.
Yeah, yeah, that's
platform.
It. That's a good point, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever fallen off a stage?
Have I?
fallen off a stage?
I don't know. I think
I've banged my head on the way to the stage a lot. Bearcat, I whacked my head so hard one of the first times I did it.
Thing is though, they're patting your hands when you do that.
Oh, I found they thought, oh, who's this dickhead?
Just the other day, like last weekend or the week before, I did Brian Comedia. I punched myself in the mouth with the microphone.
Oh, I've done that.
Bled in my mouth.
No.
Mouth was like bleeding. I had to finish my set while some guy in the crowd was being really misogynistic. It was a really bad gig. It wasn't like the gig was fine, but I was just like,
it's
you know,
the
whole
you
like not wanting, to, the whole like not wanting to look weak. Yeah, I did not smash that at all.
Smash my face. Wow, that's I mean, I've done things like that. Yeah, I've properly because sometimes a mic is quite stiff in the stand, so you have to yank it.
That's
and I've had
happened.
It where it suddenly releases, and it's whacked me in the face.
Yeah,
awful. So we've done over time.
Yeah.
Have you got anything to direct people to or anything? You're not going to Edinburgh, are you?
No, I am.
Oh, you are going to Edinburgh?
But not with like a show. I'm doing a work in progress.
Oh, cool.
So you can come and watch me work on that bit live.
The whole run?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. Where are you doing it?
I'm doing it at City Cafe.
Oh, beautiful.
Either 05 or 2:10. I don't actually...
What is it?
Just past 2.
Just turn up at 2.
Oh, great.
Yeah, come at 2.
Everyone's
2 o'clock in City Cafe.
It's best time. Get it early shows. We all love an early show.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
It's just because you don't have to deal with pissed people, isn't it?
It's so much better.
But it's also, I think, for a work in progress, at least, it's that very relaxed daytime
Are you calling
vibe.
It a work in progress as well?
Yeah,
maybe. Is it a 45? Or is it? Yeah, nice.
Like, it's genuinely just because I want to...
Have you done your hour yet?
No.
Oh, you've never done the hour?
No.
Okay, so is that going to be next year or the year after?
We will see how good it is.
Oh, amazing. Oh, awesome. That's cool. Exciting. Yeah. Brilliant stuff. So, yeah, go check that out when you're in Edinburgh. Go check out our shows, 145 Liquid Rooms and...
We could actually be in Edinburgh while this is out. Probably July, but...
Well, Or next week. Doesn't matter, does it? Do what we want.
Yeah.
So, okay, but we'll just plug the tour then.
Can I also plug my podcast?
Yes.
Now?
I did the point.
You did point.
Yeah.
Plug it. My new podcast is called Worst Case Scenario. I do it with comedian Julia Stenton. And talking of... morbid material. We do survival stories. So it's kind of true crime comedy, but it's a happy ending and they survive. So that's just Worst Case Scenario on all podcast apps.
Check it out. Wherever you get those damn podcasts.
Wherever you find your podcasts.
I do go to Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It's a 5-star review. We bloody love that. Check out the tour, marksimmers.co.uk. We've got the autumn run, more dates being added. And if we're not coming to a town near you, let us know at Jokes with Mark on social media. Anything more from you, Danny?
Nothing more from me, Mark.
Nothing more from me, Danny. And remember,
Be More Gareth.
Hashtag Awooga.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.